think. We are on Chesamud Beis. Back on 8B at the bottom, six lines up from the bottom, Gufa. Okay. When we talked about comparing cases, whether you're Madama Milsa La Milsa, whether you learn from one case that's similar to another, so we noted from Rabbi Yochanan that he was willing to deduce Azara or link Azara and Heichel. He said, if you're allowed to shech the Shlamim in the Azara, you're certainly allowed to shech the Shlamim in the Heichel. Because after all, the only reason you can use the Azara is because it's considered to be right in front of the Ol Moed. So the Ol Moed itself, how much more so? Gufa, they quote. We said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlamim sheshchatan beheichel ksherim, Shnemar ushchato pesach ohel moed, you shall shech it at the entrance to the Ol Moed. We presented the Azara as Tafel, as secondary to the Ohel Moed itself, the Heichel itself. So if you can do it in the Azara, certainly you can do it in the Heichel. So the Gemara challenges this idea that you can understand the Azara as Tafel, secondary to the Ohel Moed, such that whatever you can do in one, you can do in the other. Because we learn the following. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Omer, three lines up from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Omer, minayin shemikifu obde kochavim es ha-azara sharkonim echnasim lehechol va'ochan bekadshei kadshim mishiyari menachos. How do you know that if the Azara is unavailable for the Kohanim to eat in the to eat there because they're under siege, so they can go and eat the kachim in the heichel. Tamalomar b'kodesh hakodeshim tocholanu. So they bring a special pasuk to teach it. Rashi gives you the lesson. We learned it back in Zvachim. The parashas vayikach Korach, the top Rashi on Tesamet Aleph. It says b'kodesh hakodeshim tocholanu. Ule'el minei k'siv l'chol chatasam u'l'chol ashamam. This is the law for all of their chataos and their ashamos. B'kodesh hakodeshim demash meheichel. So they can eat it in the kodesh hakodeshim, which sounds like it refers to the heichel. The iazara bad yiksi. Because you already said you can eat the kachim in chatzar o hamoed, which we understood to mean the azara. So that pasuk must be to teach me you can even eat it in the heichal. That's the end of the quote of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. So he says you can eat the kachim in the heichal. But what did he need a pasuk to prove it for? Lema, why not say since the permission we had to eat it in the azara was b'chatzar o hamoed yo chalua, you can eat it in the yard, the courtyard of the o hamoed. Once again, that presents the azara as being secondary to the heichal. Let's apply the same principle and say, if you can do it in the Chatzar Ohel Moed, you can certainly do it in the Ohel Moed proper. So the Gemara's answer is, you're matching two cases that don't match. Avoda, the Adam Ovid B'makom Rabo, Arminan Shleye Tafel Chamer Min HaYikar. When you're talking about doing Avoda, shechting the Shlamim, even though Shlita is not a true Avoda, it's enough of an Avoda, the point is it's done in service of Hashem, so certainly we can say, you can serve Hashem in the outer room, you can serve Hashem in the inner room. Achila, but eating from Kachim, Shein Adam Ochel B'makom Rabo. Eating, you don't eat in front of the master, even if it's eating from the Karbanos. Taima B'Kasav Kra, the only reason I know you're allowed to do it is because the Pasuk said so. Halo Kasav Kra. But without that extra wording in the pasuk of Bekodesh HaKadoshim, Lo Yeitav HaChamer Min HaYikar, Lo Amrinan, I would not have said that this. I would not have invoked this principle. Note, remember, we saw back in Zvachim Nun Vav that the Ayelus HaShachar said you can eat it even in the Kodesh Kadoshim itself. Because we said there that the measure of the Azara is 187 by 135, and we indicated this uniform permission in all of it to eat kachay kachim. So even there you'd be able to do it.
In this case, which one is the tafel?
The tafel is the Azara, because it's presented as the outer portion of the ikur, the Ohel Moed, which is the Heichel. The Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Pei Dalet isn't so sure about eating in the kachay in the Kodesh Kadashim. Nonetheless. Yes.
This principle doesn't seem to apply universally. Say, for example, the Dhamma, the Chatat, you're not allowed to bring it to the Azara. So if you apply this logic...
Right, so I think the reason... Right, so two things. One is, I think it's the other way around. The Dam Chadas doesn't go into the Heichel. But that's, right. So number one, the unique case that you brought is Xeris HaKasuf, so I could argue for that, but I don't think that's the point. And that's why I stressed the way I read it. It's because the Pasuk calls the Azara the something of the Ohel Moed, Chatzar Moed, Pesach Ohel Moed, that really tells me that the Iker is the Heichel. But you're right. Ordinarily, I would not extrapolate. I'd say, this is one room with one function, this is one room with another function, and you can't necessarily assume that what you can do in one area, you can do in the other. Okay. We now ask a major question. The Gemara doesn't ask it explicitly, but it's the next two cases we'll see fit into this. The question of when the Kedusha of a Mincha really begins. Does it begin when you do Kmitza, the point where you take out some of the flour for putting on the Mizbeach, or does it begin even in advance of it? With a Kurban, it's a lot more clear. Right, you dedicate an animal, there's a certain type of Kedusha that begins at that point, and then the second level of Kedusha begins when you do your Shechita. That's when your Avodos are going to start. But with the Mincha, we do have the concept of Kiddush Kli, putting the Mincha into the Kli, but what is the next stage? Is it Kmitza? In fact, so Itmar, we learn the following. The reason why it's a question is because we do processing that precedes Kmitza, right? You do your Belila, for example, before, and you mix the flour and the oil, if there is oil. So Itmar, Bola Chutz L'Chomas Azara. If you did the mixing of the Mincha outside of the Azara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Rabbi Yochanan says, guess what, you've just disqualified your Mincha, because at that stage it already must be done inside. Reish Lakish Amar Kshera, Reish Lakish says, no, it's kosher. What's the basis for the different positions? Reish Lakish Amar Kshera, Reish Lakish says it's kosher. Why? Dichsiv V'yatzak Ole HaShemen V'nasan Ole HaLivona. The Pasuk says, you shall put oil on it, and you shall put Livona on it. So V'hadar V'avi Al B'nei Aaron HaKohanim V'kamat. And then it says, bring it into Bnei Aaron HaKohanim. So Mikum and do Kmitza. So Mikumitza Ve'elech Mitzvah Skehuna. Your mitzvah begins at the moment of Kmitza. That's when it has to be inside. Limid Al Yitziko Belila. Pouring the oil in, mixing it up. Shiksharim Bizar. May be done by a czar. Right? They didn't say that that's what has to be done inside. They put it in order. He says, that's when you need Kohanim. Umide Kahuna Lobaya, Pnim Nami Lobaya. He makes the remarkable statement that it only requires it only requires being brought inside into the Beis HaMikdash from the time that it requires a Kohen. We are linking the two. Tosfos here is very puzzled because, of course, Shechita may be done by a non-Kohen, but it must be done inside the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, I don't understand exactly why you make this extrapolation. He says there are differences, though, between them. Maybe it's a different story because Shechita has to be inside because of Kabbalah Sadam, or Shechita has to be inside because Zvachim have a greater Kedusha. We saw yesterday they're Minei Damim. So maybe you can't draw the analogy. Nonetheless, this right. Well, that's his point. Why do I have an Isser of Shechita Schutz, according to this? So Reish Lakish, which the answer is Gzeiros HaKasuv, but Reish Lakish says that you must do, I'm sorry, Reish Lakish says you do not need to do anything inside the Beis HaMikdash until you get to the stage where a czar is disqualified, which is Kmitza.
You have to do it in the Klisharis, mixing it, the oil and the
shells? Yes. Yes, from the moment you do your Hakdasha in the Kli Sharis, everything forward must be done in the Kli Sharis.
Or could you mix in a regular Kli, then put in another Kli, then do the Kmitza?
So I think we do say, I have to go back and look at my introduction sheet, there are menachos where not everything needs to happen in a Kli Sharis yet, but I think the ones that you mix,
so that would answer
anything required,
you could do it out, if you could do it without a Kli Sharis, that's why you could do it outside.
Right, but that was, I think
the behemoth certain Kedusha already.
Yeah, but I think anything requiring Belila is done in a Kli Sharis. I think so. I can't prove that right now, but I think anything with Belila is done in a Kli Sharis. It's not, he says.
Once it's already in, there shouldn't be a problem with taking it out.
No, but the point is, if we're going to require Kli Sharis, it sounds like it really is Kodesh, and therefore must be done inside. The assumption is that indicates a level of processing already. This is now Kli Sharis material. The
Kohen for Kli Sharis, even according to Reish Lakish.
You don't necessarily need a Kohen to handle a Kli Sharis. No. But the suggestion is that all three would go together. That's the theoretical idea. I'm not sure it's correct, but that's the idea. So again, Reish Lakish says a czar is able to do Belila, therefore it may also be done outside. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can't do it outside. Kevan da asiyasa b'klihu. Here you go, Mati.
Yeah.
All I needed was one more line. Since you do it in a Kli Sharis, nihidi kahuna labaya p'nim miyaz baya. Granted that it doesn't require kahuna, nonetheless you have to do it inside. That's his argument. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, in fact the Braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan that it has to be inside. Balala zark shera chutz l'chomas azara psula. Zark good, chutz bad. That's our first case. Is Belila outside? Machlokis Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish is the one who is more mekil. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who is more machmir. Now we're going to flip it. when we talk about what happens to a mincha that is chaser, that is lacking before kmitza. Itmar, mincha shechasra kodim kmitza. If the mincha becomes lacking before kmitza, Rabbi Yochanan Omar yavim yisoch beso v'yimala'ena. Rabbi Yochanan says, so you refill, that's all, add more flour. Reish Lakish Omar lo yavim yisoch beso v'yimala'ena. Reish Lakish says, no, you don't, you can't do that. End of the quote. So what's the reasoning? Why is it that here, Reish Lakish is saying you can't refill it anymore, which indicates to me that at this stage already, it's Kodesh, right? Which is the opposite of what he said earlier when he said you can go and do this outside. So what's his rationale? So Rabbi Yochanan Omar maybe misal beisav yimala en kmitza kavale. Rabbi Yochanan says that the reason why you can refill it is because kmitza is really the beginning. Ah, I told you that you can't do it outside the Azara at this stage? Yeah, but that's because it's in a klisha race that indicates a certain level. However, it isn't really, you haven't really gotten going until you do the kmitza, and therefore you can refill if there's a gap. Reish Lakish Omar lo yavi misof beisav yimala'ena. Reish Lakish says no refills. Kedushas kli kavala, he covered or kavaleh, depending on your edition. He says once you put it in the kli, now you can't refill. So both of them point to the same two stages, but for different halachic purposes. One points to kiddush kli, and the other one points to kmitza. But with different. With different applications. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. And he says, wait a minute, we learned regarding the mitzora and his oil, chaser halog, if halog shemen shal mitzora is lacking, imad shelo yatzak yimala enu. If it's before he begins the ritual with it, putting it on the left hand, if at that point it becomes lacking, yimaleno, you're allowed to refill it. Ah, why? It's already in a cliche. You're right. Okay, good point. That's the idea. Actually, by the way, I'm sorry, Mati, I have to look at my own notes. The Taras HaKodesh actually points this out. The Rambam in Maisa HaKarbano says that we do not require a Kli Sharis for Belila. He says you don't require it. Even though our Gemara, when it says Asiyasa B'Kli Sharis, you're supposed to do it in a Kli Sharis, sounds like you do have to. So the Taras HaKodesh suggests that maybe Asiyasa B'Kli Sharis doesn't refer to Belila, but to the initial dedication of the materials. Opening up the possibility that the Rambam will say, you put it into the Kli Sharis to dedicate it, and then you can take it out and put it into some other Kli that's not a Kli Sharis in order to do the mixing. That's a remarkable statement. That's not a simple matter. See the case of Mishnah on that Rambam. But in any case, what emerges from our conversation is we have two cases which seem to conflict in terms of their rulings on whether the Kedusha begins pre-Kemitza. It begins for some purposes and not for others. Number one, in terms of Chutz. Number two, in terms of Chaser. Okay, and along with that, the issue of a Zar doing this process. Everybody agrees a Zar can do the Belila. Everybody seems to agree regarding the issue of Kli Sharis, that it may be needed for certain stages and not for others, the question being that Rambam. The debate is, what about Chutz and what about Chaser? What about regarding those two issues?
Notice that the Shita doesn't have that Girsa.
Which Girsa?
He doesn't have that Siyata B'Kli.
Yeah, probably because of this, possibly because of this point.
Worse.
That's even worse. He makes it another step.
Right, and it's a further along step, but yes.
It gives it more kedusha not to do it outside.
Yeah. So we move from cases 1 and 2 to cases 3 and 4. And those are the issues of shirayim. How important, as I wrote on your sheet, how important are the shirayim such that damage to them might prevent me from doing haktara of the komets? Itmar, middle of the page. Mincha shechasra kodim kemitza. The mincha becomes lacking before the kemitza. So, Yochanan Omar yavi misoch beso v'yimala eno. I jumped back. Itmar, shirayim shechasra be kemitza la haktara. There we go, we're farther along than I thought. Shirayim shechasra be kemitza la haktara. You did the komets, you took out the komets, you haven't put it on the Mizbeach yet, and something happens such that the remaining kli is now lacking, where someone knocked over the best of the mincha. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar makdir komets alehen. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no problem, you can still do the haktara. That's fine. Reish Lakish Omar ain makdir komets alehen. Reish Lakish says, no, you can't. You may not do that. Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer kuliyamba lo pligi, ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. There is in fact a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, which we're about to see. That's what I call case number 4. And everyone's going to understand what Rabbi Eliezer says, but each side, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, are going to claim victory in terms of what Rabbi Yeshua says. Each one is going to claim Rabbi Yeshua believes what he believes. Disnan, here's the case. Nitma ushiareha, nisraf ushiareha, avdu ushiareha. As opposed to the previous case, in which the mincha got knocked over, and now some of the shirayim spilled out, but some remain. What happens if all the shirayim are gone? They all became tamei and therefore unusable. They all got burned up. They all got lost. And now you want to do your haktara of the komets that you had already removed. So what do you do? Kemidas Rabbi Eliezer Kshera. Rabbi Eliezer's view is going to be, it is kosher. You can do the haktara. That's his view in general, because he views, as Rashi says, komets without the shirayim is like the blood of a korban without the meat. Even without the meat, you can still do the zrikas hadam. So to here, you can do the haktara. Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua's school of thought regarding zavachim is that if the meat of the carbon is gone, you don't do the zrikas hadam. And so therefore, his approach over here as well, that's why we say kemidas. He didn't make his statement regarding mincha, he made his statement regarding zavachim, and we are just applying his principle. So kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, within the view of Rabbi Yeshua, who said, you don't do the zrika if you don't have the meat, so to here, psula, if you don't have the shirayim, you don't do the haktara. End of quote. So we're going to try to say here, that it's not a one-to-one match. That if you believe that shirayim become tamei or burned, you don't do haktara, then if they're chaser, you also don't do haktara. And if you believe that you do the haktara where it's burned and all that, therefore you do the haktara where it's chaser. Don't try to make a one-to-one analogy. He says, man de pasal, according to the view that says that you can do haktara if you're lacking, if your shirayim are lacking, ki Rabbi Yoshua. So he'll certainly agree with Rabbi Yoshua that you can't do haktara of the shirayim are entirely gone. That's true. Rabbi Yoshua's position that you don't do haktara, this certainly works within Reish Lakish. I think I got it right. I know what you mean. Within the view of Rabbi Yoshua, Reish Lakish is very comfortable. You don't do haktara when it's chaser. You don't do haktara when it's all gone. Yeah. Uman de machsher. I know where you're going. Uman de machsher. Ad kan lo amar Rabbi Yoshua asam ela de lo ishtayer. However, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you do haktara where it's lacking, he'll say Rabbi Yoshua agrees with me. The reason Rabbi Yoshua said don't do the haktara if it's all gone, is because it's all gone. But here, it's not all gone. He said, Rabbi Yeshua said a statement there, Dola Ishtayer, because nothing was left. Avalecha de Ishtayer, but if something is left, Afilu Rabbi Yeshua Modele, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree. Rabbi Eliezer, we understand. Rabbi Eliezer said, you can do the Akhtara when there's no Shirayim. Certainly, Rabbi Eliezer will agree with Rabbi Yochanan. You can do it when it's Chaser. Rabbi Yeshua, though, each side can claim Rabbi Yeshua really agrees with him. That's the idea. Disanya. As we have the following brisa, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol hazvachim shebetarash nishtayer mehem kizayis basar, kizayis chelev. This is where the original statement was made. Rabbi Yeshua says that as long as some part of the carbon remains, some meat, even some of the fat, zarei kadam, you can do the zrika. However, kachatzi zayis basar, kachatzi zayis chelev, if all you have left is half an olive of the two, of either one or the two, they do not combine, eino zarei kesadam, you can't do the zrika sadam. The reason why they don't combine is because you eat the meat, but the chelev goes on the mizbeach. Uba ola, but if you're dealing with a carbon ola where it's going to go entirely on the mizbeach, Rashi explains, de bein baser bein chelev kulu mizbeach salki. So in that case, afil kachatzi zayis baser kachatzi zayis chelev zorek es adam. Even if you have an olive size that's made out of both in combination, that works. Mipnei sheba ola kula kalil, because the whole thing is going on the mizbeach. Uba mincha, and if you're dealing with a mincha, ava bishakula kayemes lo yizrok. Even if the entire thing remains, you can't do zrika. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Where did this mincha come into play? Mincha mayavidita. What is this mincha doing here? So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says minchas nisachim. What we mean is the mincha that comes with a carbon, and we're talking about where the carbon is gone, and all that remains is the mincha material. Salka daita chamina. I might have said haolu bahadi zevach asya ki gufei de zevach damya. Since it's brought along with the carbon, it's like the carbon, and we consider the carbon to be intact, and therefore you can do the zrikas hadam. And therefore, Kamash Mullen is teaching me it's not so, that you can't do it. But the end point and the critical issue for us, as out of all of this, is that this is where Rabbi Yeshua stakes his position. He says you need to have a significant part of the item remaining in order to do the Zrika, and the same thing is going to be true when it comes to the Mincha. Uman de Pasal. Now, we're going to go back to our cases now. He says the
here I'm sure need the shear, right?
You correct.
Left over, but you need a shear.
Yes.
By Shirayim, what is the shear by Shirayim? Everything. So if something's missing, if Shirayim is ma'at.
Right, any minimal amount counts as Shirayim. Kol shu counts as Shirayim. That's correct.
So that's the shear of Shirayim.
He didn't say Kazayas.
That's how Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
I thought the Shirayim means everything. So if something's missing, it's missing the shear.
Right. Well, Rabbi Yochanan,
Rabbi Yeshua would argue.
Right, Reish Lakish will say you don't do Aptara at all. Reish Lakish is moot. But yes, Rabbi Yochanan will say apparently anything counts as the shear there as opposed to by the meat, presumably because, well, no, I can't prove that. I was going to say
Rabbi Yeshua now on the side that was saying that it was left over.
Yeah.
But there has to be a shear left over, right, by Shirayim. So you have to say it doesn't have to be the whole Shirayim.
Right. No, that
Shirayim is the whole shear.
Right. No, it's clearly that's clear. Once you say chaser can be brought, that's clearly not so. Right. The only question is there a minimal amount? And he didn't say any. Right. Okay.
Does the Rambam write down?
I don't think so. I don't remember, but I don't think so. Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. Sorry, no, I didn't do that yet. Muan de Pasal, the view that says. Puzzle. The view that says that if the mincha is chasra, then you don't do you don't put the komets on the mizbech, you don't do the haktara. In other words, the view stated by Reish Lakish in case number 3, sha'ani hacha. He'll say that's a different story. Mincha is not comparable to zevach. Why? Da amar kra, because the pasuk says ve'irim hakohei min hamincha es azkarasa ve'ektir hamizbecha. You take the azkara, which is the komets, from the mincha and put it on the mizbech. So hamincha. The mincha, adi isa lakula mincha lo yaktir. You have to have the entire mincha present. It means really yaktir. They have it in the side margin. They correct the addition. Adi isa lakula mincha yaktir. When you have the entire mincha, that's when you do the aktara. V'lo lo yaktir. Without it, you don't. V'idach. Huh. Back to you. What are you going to do, Rabbi Yochanan? Minha mincha. Mincha shaisa kvar. He says, yeah, mincha means the mincha that was there. Rashi says shaisa kvar, meaning that was intact at the time that you did the komets. That's his first explanation, and we'll go with it. Shaisa kvar. That's the idea. So now the Gemara says, after the parentheses, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. We now challenge Reish Lakish's ruling from the case of Shirayim Shechasru. Okay, you told me, Reish Lakish, that if Shirayim are lacking, you don't do the Haktara. Well, look at this. Remember the case from the Lechem Aponim, where the bread broke up? Ad shelo parka nifras lachma. If the bread breaks up, and now some is lacking, presumably, before you remove it from the Shulchan, halechem pasul, it's no good. Vein makter olavas habazichen, you don't do the haktara of the Lavona, of the frankincense. Vim misha parka nifras lachma. If, however, it breaks up after you took it off the table, halechem pasul, the bread is no good. Umakter olavas habazichen, and you can do the haktara. Uwa. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, and parenthetically, Rabbi Lazar said, "Lo parka mama shalakim and shigias manali parik v'avav pishalo pirka." He said, even when it's still on the table, as long as you hit shei shows, you hit midday, that's already considered to be parka. But the point is not the Rabbi Lazar's clarification. The point is the earlier statement in which you said that you do the haktara even though the lechem apanim are no longer intact. So Amar Lei Reish Lakish will reply, "Hamani, yeah, you know why? Because that was a machlokas tanoim. That was Rabbi Lazar of Yeshua. Rabbi Lazar never agreed with me." Rabbi Eliezer said, even if the Shirayim are gone entirely, you do the Haktara. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's view. Rabbi Eliezer, that's no problem. Amar Lei, to which he replies, what? Ana amin lach mishnah shlema v'amar li'at Rabbi Eliezer. I just presented to you in a great source, and you're just going to write it off. It's a stam mishnah, right? It doesn't side with one, it doesn't side with the other. This is a great source to use. You're going to tell me, well, that's okay, that's Rabbi Eliezer's view. E Rabbi Eliezer, if that was really Rabbi Eliezer talking, then my area nifras, why would it only have mentioned where the bread got split? Right? Afilu saravav and nami machshir. These are really two different complaints. Number one, it was a stam mishnah, and you're assigning it to Rabbi Eliezer. And number two, if it was really Rabbi Eliezer, it would have given me the greater lesson where the lechem is entirely gone. Ishtik. Didn't have an answer. So the Gemara says, really? Why not? V'amai shasak. Why didn't you have an answer? Laima leit sibur sha'ani. Why don't you tell me the answer is that it's communal? That's my answer. Ha'ov ishtri tumala gabayu ishtri nami chaseros. Maybe lechem upon him is communal. And therefore, even if the bread is missing, by some bit of it, you can still do the Haktara, as opposed to the other mincha you're talking about, which is the generic private mincha. So Amar Avada Barava, Zosameris, Hachisaron Kibal Mum Dami. So Avada Barava says you can't do that. Why not? Because a mincha that is lacking is like a carbon that has a blemish. Vein Mum Kasher Betzibor is one addition, but the point is, Vein Bal Mum Betzibor, the point is, we say Tumah Hutra Betzibor. You permit Tumah Betzibor. We don't say you permit a Bal Mum to be brought on behalf of the Tzibor. That you don't do. That's one answer. Yasiv Rav Papa Uka Amar LaHashmaisa. We're going to give a second answer for why we don't say it. Rav Papa taught this lesson. Amar Rav Yosef Barshmaya Rav Papa. Rav Yosef Barshmaya says, you can't do it anyway. It's not a generic mincha. Milo askin and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish b'mincha sa'omer ditziberhu upligi. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we're not talking about a private mincha. They were including the mincha sa'omer in their discussion. That's a communal mincha, and yet they had their machlokes, so clearly we don't assume you can accept the Baal Mum just because it's a communal mincha. It doesn't work that way. That's my second reason why you can't offer that distinction. So again, we challenge Reish Lakish's ruling when Reish Lakish says that you don't do the Haktara if the Shirayim are chaser, based on the fact that you do the Lechem Apanim? And his answer was, either I don't agree with that view about the Lechem Apanim, that was Rabbi Eliezer talking, or we offered a second possibility, maybe that's communal, and we rejected that explanation. Because we have no precedent for permitting a Baal Mum B'tzibor, or because my mincha, where we had this discussion, was also B'tzibor. Okay. We now challenge Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan said, in case number two, that if it's chaser before Kamitza, you can refill it, and if Shirayim Shechasru, you do the Haktara. So Amr of Malchio, Rav Malchio says, Tana Chada, we have one brisa that says, the Torah says, regarding the mincha, you bring misalta umishamna, from its flour and from its oil. The emphasis is on the mapik hay, its flour, its oil, misalta, shimchasra kol shu psula, indicates that it must be intact, the solas, the flour must be intact, i.e., if it's chasa, you don't do aktara. And mishamna from its oil, shim chasra kolshu psula or apostle. If it's lacking any oil, it's no good. End of quote. So if itanya idach, and I have a second brisa that says, the Torah says, vanoseres min hamincha, that which remains of the mincha, prat lemincha shechasrei, as opposed to if the mincha becomes lacking, v'shechasar kumtza, or if the kometz becomes lacking, if the mincha, meaning the shirayim, become lacking, or the kometz becomes lacking, v'shalom hichtim milavona saklum, or if you didn't do the lavona on the mizbeach. But the point for us is, trei kroi b'chaseros lamali. Why do I have two separate psukim to teach me about where it becomes chaser? I have one pasuk misalta umishamna, and I have another pasuk of banoseres min hamincha. Why do I need two psukim to teach me that if it's lacking, it's no good? Lav chad lemincha shechasra kodim kemitza, v'chad l'shirayim shechasru ben kemitza la'aktara, v'tiyuv de Rav Yochanan b'travayu. Isn't it that one is for to teach me where it became chaser pre kemitza, that you can't refill it and do a haktara, and one is to teach me that if the shrayim becomes lacking between the kemitza and the haktara, then you don't do the actual haktara, but you have to do Rabbi Yochanan b'Travayu, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is knocked out in case number two and in case number three. Isn't that what you're teaching me here? But you have to do Rabbi Yochanan b'Travayu, to which he says, well, not necessarily. Chad lemincha shechas kodem kemitza de'imevi mi beis over yimala ena in ve'ilo lo. One pasuk is to teach me davka that you have to do a refill. That's number one. That if it became lacking before kemitza, you do a refill. V'chad, and the other is l'shirayim shechasru ben kemitza la'aktara, is where the shirayim became lacking between kemitza and aktara. De'afagav de'makter komatz aleihen osan shirayim asurim la'achila, to teach me that even though you do the haktara, I believe like Rabbi Yochanan, you do it. However, you can't eat the shirayim. De'ibayelo, because that was in fact a question. L'divrei ha'omer shirayim shechasru ben kemitza la'aktara makter komatz aleihen, even within Rabbi Yochanan's view, that if the shirayim are lacking, you do the haktara, ozen shirayim mahin ba'achila, do you get to eat whatever shirayim remain? So Amar Ze'iri, and Ze'iri said no. Amar Kra, the hanoseres. He says, the noseres, you get to eat. Velo hanoseres min hanoseres, not that which remains of the shirayim, the shirayim of the shirayim. The Rabbi Yanai Omar, Rabbi Yanai disagreed. He said, no, you do eat. Mutar. Mutarim. He says, mea mincha, mincha shahaisa kevar. The mincha that was already. And Rashi, this is what I was thinking of before with the shahaisa kevar. Rashi gives you two different approaches to explain shahaisa kevar. Either it means shahaisa kevar, that which was around at the time of the kometz, it was complete then, or it was intact at the time of the Haktara, which is really what we're talking about, because he's saying mutter, that which was there at the time of the Haktara, that you'll get to eat. Whatever it is, that remains. You could read it the other way also. So what the upshot of this is, Rabbi Yochanan is okay. We challenged Rabbi Yochanan because we had two psukim to teach me that we disqualify chaser, and we thought that would mean that you can't eat at the Shiraim Shechaser, and you can't refill the mincha, and we answer no, that's not what the two psukim are for. The two psukim are to teach me other rules, that you need to do a refill if it's lacking before Haktara, and that you can't eat the Shirayim if you did Haktara with lacking Shirayim. That's what it's for. Okay. We now switch topics altogether. We now understand the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Everything is great. If I ask you about it next month, we'll all remember it really well. So now we can move on to a new topic. The Lads Purim. The left-handed kmitza that you disqualified. And we're going to learn our laws from Psukim by Mitzara, which I brought here on the sheet. How do you know the left hand is no good? Menahani Mili, how do you know that? So Amar Rabbi Zera, the Amar Kra Rabbi Zera says, because you have a Pasuk, Vayakreves HaMincha, Vayamalecha Pomi Mena, he brought the Mincha, and he filled his hand with it. This is not the Mitzara yet, that's in Shmini. So he says, Kav Ze Eni Odeya Mahu, I wouldn't know which hand you meant when you said Kav. Kishu Omer, but when it says regarding the Mitzara, Vilakach, it says he puts the oil on the left hand of the Kohen. Kan smolis, here it's the left hand. Meaning generic kaf would be right hand. That's why here it had to say that Yadav could do the left hand. That's the idea. But wait a minute, I needed that to teach me I'm supposed to use the left hand. That's not a limud for other kaf in general. Yeah, but small is acharina ksiv. You have another small that's mentioned there. In fact, if you look at the psukim, I excerpted on the sheet, as we'll see in a moment, there are actually four times that it says small. So I have an extra small. The ema ein miut achar miut elal rabos. But wait a minute, you know the principle. If you have two exclusions, two times that you say only, then that means to in fact be Marbet, to add. There are more things that are eligible. Ein miut achar miut elal rabos. Tosfos says, well, in that case, why didn't you just not mention either of them? If you mean Larabos, that anything is good, why do you say it in the first place? But he says, you can't ask that question, because if you do, then we're going to reject all concepts of Enmiyot Acharmiyot. So keep quiet. That's a good thing for another longer discussion, but not right now. So Ve'ema Enmiyot Acharmiyot El Larabos, Smol is Acharino Ksiv. No, because you have another time when it says Smol. We have extra Smols. We have Smols all around. So he says, Kan Smolis, Ve'en Achar Smolis. This is the left hand, but in general, Kaf is not supposed to be left. Kaf is actually supposed to be right. Ve'ema Adaraba, why don't you say just the opposite? Ma Kan Smolis, Api Amanami Smolis. It's meant for me to extrapolate. So he says, no. Arba Smolis Ksivi. We're next to last line on Testament Base. Arba Smolis Ksivi. There are four times there where it says small. Trey Ba'ani, you Trey Ba'ashir. I brought you the psukim there. The first two are by the Mitzara of Means. And then the second two, where it starts, Vimdalhu, are by the Kohen who is an Ani. So what? So Rashi gives you a whole bunch of different explanations. We're short on time, so I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'm going to go through the one that he accepts. Five lines up from the bottom in Rashi, the end of the line. V'nira be'enai, it appears to me, d'midichsiv kol hanoch yisera, since we have all of these extra ones, yalfinan la, we deduce here, kan gil that here it says smolis avo be'alma kol kaf havayamin, but in general kaf means the right. The ilam melef makan smolis av be'alma smolis, because if we meant to deduce here it's small and everywhere it's small, michdi the imeno inyan kant neyu inyan lechol amakomos hu, is that would be an imeno inyan. If it's not applicable here, then it's applicable everywhere else. The imkain b'chad the yisera sagi b'nechtov plus avinishtok, then all you needed was one extra one. You could have mentioned three, one by the ashir, one by the Ani, and then one more to teach me. Well, I don't need it here. It's to teach me that everywhere else, kaf means yamin. Kaf means small, sorry. Chad legufei, v'chad makan smolas v'chulu, v'chad shlotomar miyud achar miyudu. I'm sorry, the way he would do the three is not the way I just said. The way he would do the three is, one to teach me it's small here, one to teach me just like it's small here, so too it's small everywhere else, and one to teach me this is not a miyud achar miyud. So that's what I would have done if you had three. Once you have four, then it's to teach me that it really is just here. That's the way that he takes it. The Margolios HaShas quotes a whole bunch of sources here on Ein Miyad Achar Miyad Elal Rabos to teach me, the more you are Memayit yourself, the greater you become. The more you remind yourself, the greater you become. And he has a quote from the Zohar like that, from the Yemei Emes like that, a whole bunch of other sources. It's a good Musar idea in Ein Miyud Achar Miyud. The more you shrink yourself, the greater you grow. It's a lesson in humility. The Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rabbi Zera, Al bo'en yadoi amanis v'al bo'en ragloi amanis dichsiv lamali. Why do I need the pasuk that says, on the bohen of his hand, of his right hand, and on the bohen also of his right foot? Once it already tells me, this is talking about the oil going there, it says put it on the blood of the asham, and I know the asham is there. So what do I need this extra thing for? One to teach me that the side of the bohan is acceptable. The bohan's like the thumb. We're going to see more about this towards the end of the Masechta. So one is to teach me al, even next to the bohan. And one to tell me that even farther from the side of it is no good. Rashi says, if this is the thumb of the hand, so the side of the thumb is good, but not the part here, not the palm of the hand. That far away you can't go. And that's the idea. Al dam ha'asham, let's get to the two dots. The al dam ha'asham, on the blood of the asham it goes. So it's an odd term. And it says al dam ha'asham and al mekom dam ha'asham, and on the place where the blood of the asham is. Lamai asu, why do I need both? Hani tzrichi, you need both. Why? Ikas av rachmana al dam ha'asham. If the Torah had only said, put the oil on the spot where the blood of the asham is, havamina isayin niskanachlo, I would say the blood still has to be there. If it got wiped off at some point by accident, then you can't do the whole ritual. Kasav Rahmana al Mekom. The Torah says, no, on the place where the blood is. The Kasav Rahmana al Mekom. And had the Torah only said, on the place where the blood is, Havamina, I would have fought Davka Niskanach, only if it was wiped off. Can you put the blood there? Can you put the oil there? If the blood is still there, you can't put the oil on. If it's still there, I would say that actually is a chatzitza, the blood. It says on the blood, so the blood can be there, either on the site or on the blood itself. Either way, I brought you the psukim so you would actually see the redundancy there.